Good afternoon and welcome to the Friday show of Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and if time is going as fast for you as it is for me, you're behind. You don't have your work done. But what are we doing today? We are providing you, the listener, all across America with knowledge that you need personally to withstand the onslaught of unusual ideas, philosophies coming down the pike, leadership, elected officials going along with the lobbyists, not reading the fine print, not loving America, and not preserving a heritage for their posterity. That's the day in which we live. And it's a challenge for each and every one of us. Today, great honor and respect we can freely give and extend to TURF in Texas. I've always joked, Hank, that I thought maybe there was the spirit of Texas that could save us. And I would have to say today, I feel inclined to say you have, to a degree, stopped the onslaught of internationalists, corporate greed, and folks in high places who would take away the sovereign nation of the United States of America. Am I kidding? No, I am not. Today is a serious moment, a challenging moment, and each and every one of us must look to our inner strength, inform ourselves, read the fine print, become officials on a certain topic, speak to the top, take truth to power, today as never before. And you have done that, Mr. Hank Gilbert, a board member of TURF, Texans United for Reform and Freedom. What a great title. And say hello to Terry. We've talked to her from time to time. This hour, I would like to open it for Texans and others to call in. The number is 800-313-9443. What kind of food do you eat? Where does it come from? We can help you with that and put you and set you into action to protect you and your family. 800-313-9443. And we'll take your calls and questions in case you want to join with us. We'll go to break here shortly, Hank. But when we come back, I would like, if you would, give us some assessments of your governor. I understand he said that the Trans-Texas Corridor was dead. And maybe he even said that while he was visiting in a foreign country. So if we could talk a little bit about that, and there will be a break coming up here shortly. Welcome back.
Be happy to. You know, our governor loves the limelight. He's traveled all over this world at our expense, promoting himself, I suppose, in preparation for some type of national office. But he for years claimed that this Trans-Texas Corridor was his idea. It was his baby, and he was proud of it. Well, personally, you know, I've met the guy. He's not that smart. This was thought of for him and left for him to get done.
We'll go to break here. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the governor of Texas.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back, and have you got the spirit yet? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to launch? Texas gets to pay for the governor to go to Iraq. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, sure. He's gone all over the country. I mean, all over the world on our dime, with full security detail and everything else, in an effort to promote, quote-unquote, promote Texas, but it's been more of an effort to promote Rick Perry. And then he comes back, you know, and tries to keep these sweetheart deals going, on the Trans-Texas Corridor, these public-private partnerships and CDAs and the whole nine yards. You know, and then he stands up on national television, and denounces help from the federal government, you know, basically, even hints at the possibility of Texas seceding from the United States and how opposed he is to stimulus funds and all this. Well, make no mistake about it. I'm a fiscal conservative in my own right. If you're going to denounce something and you're going to make such a heroic stance, a national pledge, basically, then keep your word. But the fact of the matter is Texas received somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 billion worth of stimulus monies. And the only part of the stimulus that he did not openly accept and stick his hand out for was the $500 million to replenish the state's unemployment fund. So don't sit there and be hypocritical that you're against federal intervention into state's business, yet you're standing there with your hands open to take the federal money. Either be independent or don't. And this is the mixed messaging that this guy has sent for the 10 years or almost 10 years that he has served as governor of this state. And I believe even the, I believe the populace of this state is ready for a change, and they voiced that when we resoundingly defeated his Trans-Texas Corridor ideas and these public-private partnerships just 2 weeks ago in the special legislative session that he called.
That is so major. I just keep reiterating that achievement, because just a little bit that I know about trying to get something to happen in a legislative session in a timely way is an incredible undertaking. And you did beat the odds. I noted that in a paper in San Antonio, one of the chief lobbyists for the toll road was having a little fit. Let's see, what was his name? Terrell McCombs. He was going after the local paper for allowing the information of your group to be in somehow in the paper or on a blog. He didn't think that the people would know what they were talking about, and they were going to misrepresent. And there were a lot of people that welcomed the idea of private funding and user fees. Now, is he kidding himself or what?
He is. And you know, you reiterated early on in the broadcast about Terry Hall. And Terry, I told you, this was her brainchild, this organization. And I want to take a couple of minutes for people who don't know Terry Hall. This woman is amazing. She's a homeschool mother of seven who between juggling seven kids, educating these seven kids, probably has forgotten more about transportation legislation in this state over the last 10 years than most of the elected officials will ever know. I mean, when a bill comes down the pike, you've heard this over and over, whether it's from your own state legislature or the federal government, these guys going before a microphone after they make a critical vote and saying, well, you know, I didn't even have time to read the bill. You know, I had this and this and this. Deal. Well, I'm going to tell you something about this lady. Between all the things that she has going on in her daily life, there is not a piece of transportation legislation that comes down the pike that she doesn't read from front to back. And in every one of these, we will issue or she will issue a one- or two-page synopsis of that bill, and we get it in front of every legislator, all 181 of them in our Texas government, and say, okay, this is what the bill says. Now, this is our position on that bill. So none of these guys can go before a microphone and say, well, I didn't read the bill and I didn't understand it. They're provided with a non-biased synopsis of the bill, and then, I guess, a biased response from us, the people of the state, what we think of that bill. Now, the blog you're talking about, or the newspaper, Terry lives in San Antonio. And the San Antonio Express News offered her the opportunity to have a blog in the state in that particular newspaper because of all the outcry to these types of programs in and around San Antonio, and Terry being such an influential leader in that area. And this Mr. McCombs is associated with the inner workings of San Antonio that want toll roads and that want these types of things. And he's just throwing a little dust up. But I'm going to tell you, there's not a person in this country, bar none, that is more attuned with what's going on in transportation and in our government than Terry Hall.
You know, if people really think the mobility of America has been the vibrancy and the capability of a great nation. True, if we had a government and a Department of Transportation at the national level, we would have even better and more extraordinary roadways and capability to get around. We would have maybe a transit system of rail that would be second to none, and all of these upgrades that are so necessary to survive as a nation. But without that, with the countries being treated like we're all stepchildren, and improvement of infrastructure is the last thing on the list. We must go to preemptive war first and try to figure out why we are in Afghanistan and the reason for bombing by robot Pakistan. A lot of questions there, but that's the focus, not building America. And for someone to read the legislation and understand it and send it back to the legislature, that's an incredible feat. Absolutely. Take it on yourself, and then you'll understand of what we speak. And that's a great tribute to her and her intellect and physical capability. I talked with her once, and she was saying that often the legislatures come, lators come to her or to your group to find out what's going on.
They do. I mean, we have some that routinely notify us about a particular bill, because there may be some confusion on that bill of what they understand is in the bill and then what they're being told is in the bill. And they come to us for a clarification, and we give them that clarification. But, you know, some of these bills are so cumbersome in that it's just pages and pages and pages of just rhetoric. And we have a state senator here in my area, for instance, that is very pro-toll, very pro-CDA, very pro-Trans-Texas Corridor. As a matter of fact, during the time in 2003 that the enabling legislation was crafted, he was a handpicked member of the governor's transportation commission and helped craft through the legislature this bill. But he, you know, in an effort to satisfy his constituency that wants the end of the Trans-Texas Corridor, you know, his campaigning, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. And sure enough, in one of his bills, he puts verbiage in the bill which would basically kill the corridor. But this bill is well over 100 pages long. And lo and behold, and Terry found this little nugget, you get deeper and deeper into the bill, and you find another portion of the bill where he called for the continuance and the reauthorization of the Trans-Texas Corridor. So even if this bill had passed under a facade, well, it's going to kill the corridor, what it actually did later on in the bill was reestablish a stronger corridor message. So those are the types of things that you have to watch out for among members of the legislature, because they're devious and they think they're smarter than everybody else, when in essence they're really not. They may just be a little more tenacious than some of their other fellow legislators.
I have a question to ask you about Kansas City, and that was to be this smart port, and there was to be designated land or embassy-type affair for Mexico to operate, and we were going to build a structure and all of that. And seems to me that that was pretty much in place and ongoing, and I'm wondering what will happen or what is happening with that activity in Kansas City.
Yeah, the last picture that I saw, and somebody sent it to me, actually showed this area in Kansas City where this smart port is supposed to be located. And it's just a big, humongous, empty space, paved area, that is surrounded by a real high fence. And as far as I know, it's still there. It's still sitting there in preparation. I don't know that any construction has started on it, but I do know that it has been set aside, that the land has been set there for this port, for all these trucks and rail cars with all these foreign goods to be brought to a central location in the United States where they will be distributed from that point. And from my understanding and everything that I've been able to find and read, this will be a sovereign property of the country of Mexico.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to a board member of TURF, TURF in Texas.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can go and do a engine search for information in regard to Smart Port or the Mexican port of Lázaro Cárdenas. That's Lazarcardenas. And we've learned from Mr. Gilbert that that's ongoing foreign investment, a lot of China emphasis there. We talked a little bit about Kansas City Smart Port, and that may be something, a new idea for you, but that was hot to go and ready to launch a couple of years back. I remember calling the Chamber of Commerce. They directed my call to an authority that was set up there in Kansas City, and they would answer some questions. The next time I called, they were not very interested, but there was a Hispanic gentleman that was in charge. I've forgotten his name, but he was giving commentary and everything was ready to go. Smart Port, Kansas City. And it was designated that Mexico would have a sovereign spot of land and we would pay for all the construction. We've had an update that maybe that construction isn't underway, and yet we indicate here that in looking at some information for today's show, on the NASCO website, they're telling you about this corridor, the North American Super Corridor Coalition Incorporated. That's what NASCO is. And I thought it was so interesting. It is an investor-based organization. That tells you a lot. It's not necessarily a state activity, though they're using funds. Let's see, where do they get them? They have had 2.5 and probably much more million in earmarks from the United States Department of Transportation. That's NASCA for you. So these planners, we'll call them, these international planners, was it Jefferson who said a merchant has no country? Well, anyway, we have international planners or planners in the United States that consider themselves international in focus, driving this engine. And as healthy and as exciting as this stall in Texas is, these folks don't give up.
No, you know, we have a county judge in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that is a member of NASCO, and several other people, elected officials that are members. And, you know, NASCO, in talking to a state senator in Oklahoma, he passed legislation a couple of sessions ago that basically took NASCO, or took Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, out of NASCO as a participating member, because they were using state funds, basically paying to NASCO to be a member of that organization, until finally it got around the state and got into several of the legislators' hands, that they understood that this was something they didn't need to be involved in. But yeah, it's a national movement to perpetuate these trade corridors, and like I said earlier, Texas is the key link in that chain, and at least for the time being, we've been able to break that link, and hopefully we're going to be able to continue to build this coalition of grassroots support. Hopefully we're going to be able to merge some of the business interests that are pushing this corridor to see what our solution is and understand what our solution is to the transportation problem that we have in Texas, and hopefully come to our side on this issue and help us get meaningful transportation legislation passed that will allow the state of Texas to move forward and get out of gridlock and continue to build on our economy, yet not perpetuate and not pursue the national interests of a few by expanding NAFTA and this North American Union.
Do you have a good candidate on the horizon to go up against Mr. Rick Perry?
Well, you know, there's a host of people lining up on the Democratic side of the ticket, and who's going to emerge, we don't know yet and won't know till the primary. On his side of the ticket, his primary challenger, even though she, I don't think, has yet made it official, but is moving in that direction, is one of the U.S. senators from Texas, Kay Bailey Hutchinson. And, you know, she's come out on both sides of this issue. You know, it seems like the more entrenched a person is in politics, and I'm using her and the governor together, the more they seem apt to go in whichever direction that the wind is blowing the strongest. Now, in retrospect, our governor is kind of bullheaded. Sometimes he doesn't mind the wind, and he continues to plow forward with his agenda. But she's been all over the issue, I mean, from one side to the other. But needless to say, regardless whether she prevails in the primary or he, and regardless who prevails in the Democratic primary, I just hope that the people of the state have had enough of Rick Perry that they're going to vote for a change.
Let's hope so. We'll be right back, and we'll talk some more about what's happening in other states. It could happen to you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Happily reporting today the great success of citizens and their activities bringing to bear a refusal for their state legislature to pursue all of this activity of CDAs, comprehensive development agreements, lifting from the public sector that they have invested in roads and in infrastructure, selling it off, having private agreements, and let's have toll roads all over the state. That has been achieved, ladies and gentlemen, a great happening, a great victory. What are we looking at here, Hank? Is it an idea for something entirely different? I keep thinking of the port in Mexico, taking away the jobs of longshoremen all along the west coast of this country, huge containers, railroads, and so forth, and companies buying up railroads, one out of Kansas bought the railroads so they could just have it in Mexico and everywhere. I've forgotten the name of that particular group, but they were all set to do this, and China's on board, and we're going to get all this product, and I'm asking myself, who's going to buy it? The economy is going to make everybody so low and so without funds. Where is this economy that's going to generate the business for all this onslaught of product? And then I think, okay, we've got the swine flu, and maybe we're all going to have mandated vaccinations. Perhaps the planners And there are evil planners. I will have to attest to that. In my thinking, it's the only answer that somebody is not liking the populace of the United States once it's takedown in a rapid fashion. So if we're going to give away through NAFTA and do all that and manufacture outside the country, encourage public-private partnering, all of those stories, going to have this transcontinental highway originating in Texas, and we put a little burr under the saddle on its progress. Have they gone to Plan B and they're going to have mandated inoculations and vaccinations? Where are we going with all of this? No one seems to care about the survival of a nation. My question, who could buy the product if they get all this in place, if they take away our ability to survive with productivity and, you know, having a good economy?
Well, I think you're hit the nail on the head. I think there are forces that we are unaware of that are trying to control a lot of this. You know, in one of the many court cases that we filed against TxDOT, we were able to, through discovery, to uncover some emails and other documents that were very telling. And one of these documents in particular came from an elected official down on the Texas border, basically urging and encouraging TxDOT and the governor to hurry up and get this plan initiated because they wanted to get this road in progress prior to the longshoreman's contract, new contract coming up on the West Coast in San Diego. So there is a concerted effort being made by someone or someones to circumvent the longshoreman's union and the United States' ability to check these containers to see what's actually in them. You know, if this system goes into place in the way that they would like for it to, these containers will come into the country through Texas and be unchecked at our borders and not checked until they arrive at this smart port location in Kansas City. Now, from anyone's standpoint who has any fear of terrorism or outside intervention in the United States, this would have to scare you to death. To know that you've got these containers rolling around on highways through Texas and either Oklahoma and Arkansas into Kansas City that are unchecked, and God knows what's in them or who's in them. So there's a lot of bad things associated with, a lot of things associated with this idea that just doesn't make good sense. And the people have to, And they are, we are in Texas at least, beginning to wake up and realize that there's no benefit in this for us. This is solely for the benefit of the big money, the power brokers, the people and businesses of influence throughout the world that basically want to put everybody on the same playing field or the same footing, I guess you could say. They're so bought into the globalization of the economy that somewhere in all of this, the United States and what it was developed for, what it was designed to be, what it was meant to become, is being lost. And I, as a proud Texan and a proud American, will not stand and allow that to happen. And I think there would be millions of other people across this great land of ours that would also not stand for that.
The leaders of the world under the G8 story are meeting as we speak in Italy. And lots of times the governors across this nation meet in the governor's association. After a governor's meeting as a governor in the governor's association, and or if there is an attorney general who meets with the organization for the attorneys general, or if a state legislator goes to the National Association of State Legislators. Lots of times they have a policy or an idea, and they will come back and display that. In lobbying at the state legislature, I was aware and became aware much, much legislation of the state would come from nudging and nurturing and creation of a body called the Council of State Governments. And I think a good look and a good view at what we are witnessing, I asked who paid for the trips of the governor of Texas as he travels to Israel. I remember clocking in that he was over there. And I thought, what is the Texas governor doing over there? We have here in Salt Lake just recently mentioned it yesterday that our police chief went for a seminar or training in, in Israel not so long ago. And so I'm just bringing all of this up to say, who are these ideas? Where are these ideas coming from? Who are the integral parts of the organization that may be the sitting people that sit in their chair on a daily basis for the Council of State Governments in Kentucky? And who would form these ideas? From whence did we get the NAFTA document? It was not written by our congresspeople. Most of them did not read it. I remember at the time, I think he was from Colorado, and someone urged him to read it, and he then decided he wouldn't go along with it, a senator. I remember at that time calling in to C-SPAN, and there were two people that were journalists, and one was William Ferguson. I remember his name. The other one worked for Time Magazine, and I've forgotten that now. But way back when, I finally got in, and they were extolling NAFTA, and I asked them if they had read it. And on national television, they had to admit that they had not read it. And the leader of the group, Phyllis Schlafly, actually heard the call. And she commented later in a writing and said she heard this woman call in and ask them if they had read it. And when they said no, she thought maybe she'd better check it out. The point I'm getting is, who are these people that can convince our governor or your governor that that's the way to go? Why is it that they listen to that?
It's people that have big checkbooks in a lot of instances. And I know that sounds very simplistic, but in actuality, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, you've seen it, I've seen it. The majority of people that have been involved in this type of process for any length of time at all have seen people go into office that were capable, that were extremely well-liked, that the majority of people had put their stamp of approval on because they felt that they were the right person for the job. And before their first term was up, whether it was a two-year term or a four-year term, that luster had diminished. And it had diminished because these people got in their office with all, I believe, most of the time, full intention of doing the right thing. And they're approached by lobbyists, they're approached by people of influence who guarantee them that they can keep them in that position for as long as they want to be. All they have to do is go along with this idea or that idea. And, you know, there's money attached, there's stock options attached, there's vacation trips attached, all these different things, all these little carrots hung out there on that stick to entice them to go in that direction rather than the direction that the people elected them to. And we see that happen every day, unfortunately. And what even magnifies the problem is that these people continue to stay there for years and years and years, and the problem gets worse and worse and worse. You know, our governor's come out yesterday and today. As a matter of fact, I just saw a clip that was sent to me over the internet from Fox News, where he's proudly announcing that ex-governor Sarah Palin is going to be in Texas for a large period of time throughout his campaign, campaigning for him. Now, I don't understand the connection. I don't understand why you need a governor or ex-governor here to campaign for you, unless you know that what you have done has smelled up the political air so bad that you need to get somebody in here to help you hold the position that you have. So many things in politics are corrupt, and so many things in politics are wrong. And I live and hope I live long enough to see the day where, through some means or another, this country gets headed back into the direction that I believe our founding fathers intended for it to be. A country by the people, for the people, and of the people. And I just hope I live that long.
You must have had a great shot in the arm to be able to convene in Austin and succeed. That's amazing. It must have shocked all of Texas. It must have shocked your governor.
I think it did. And you know, unfortunately, Terry was in Boston on her 20th wedding anniversary that had been long since planned before this governor announced this special. And she was sick that she couldn't be here to witness it. And when I called her and told her the good news on the last day of the session, about 15 minutes before they adjourned the session to go home, I said, well, the good thing is at least you're having a good time. I said, just get your husband to spring for a good bottle of champagne and pop the cork and just know that in your heart that the people of Texas are proposing a toast to you at that very moment.
Well, celebration.
Without her leadership and without her dedication to this and the dedication of tens of thousands of other people, grassroots, everyday, common everyday people like yourself, we would have never been able to accomplish this.
And we have to remember that while this is occurring, Vicente Fox is attending some sort of a gathering in Georgia and extolling the fact that we just need to do this grouping and this economic block, and we need to rid ourselves of borders. The question I have is that why don't all of these very powerful people understand the origin of the philosophy of which they extol and emulate and empower and present and get done so often, and we're just tagging along? And I just would like to share a little excerpt from a 1942 book, Marxism and the National Question, by Joseph Stalin. And in that book, he had a paragraph, and I think it is fitting to try to understand what is happening. Divide the world into regional groups as a transitional stage to world government. Remember, this week, the Pope has announced the need for a global authority. Populations will more readily abandon their national loyalties to a vague regional loyalty than they will for a world authority. The Pope thinks we've already got to the world authority stage. Later, the regionals can be brought all the way into single world dictatorship. Does Vicente Fox know this? Did George W. know this? Does Obama know this? The origin of this philosophy is not from George Washington or Jefferson or the founding fathers. Its origin is communism.
Well, I believe it was Stalin as well, and I'm not a world historian, so I could be wrong. But I believe it was Stalin who also said about that time that communism would overtake the United States without ever having to fire a shot. And, you know, what I want to preface what I'm fixing to say by this is that I believe in free trade because not only does our economy depend upon it, but the economy of many nations does. But there's a huge difference between free trade and fair trade. And what we have perpetuated in this country, and which we're now living through a trade deficit because of it, has been anything but fair. And to think that the majority of the debt that this country owes, which we are in debt, and we borrow money every week or every other week, but the majority of the debt is now being held by the largest communist country in the world, is China.
We'll pick it up there. We'll go to break, and you're right on. That's the truth. We'll be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Second, 2009, ordinary Texans brought Governor Dick Perry's road privatization, toll road, and Trans-Texas Corridor agenda to a screeching halt. You've been listening to Hank Gilbert, a board member of the organization that led the fight. Where do we go from here? Will they reemerge, or did you kill them good and they're going to go home and not try it again?
Sure, they'll reemerge in our next legislative session in 2011. But before then, you know, we're going to really try to sit down at the table with the grassroots groups of this state, and we're going to invite the lobbying interest for the other side to sit down at the table with us and see if we can't develop a plan or a strategy that we can all go back to Austin with in 2011 and work towards implementing something that's going to be fair to everybody, that will put the people in the state back to work, and will help to revibrate this, state economy of ours, and continue to allow the state to move forward, to rid gridlock, to allow the people and the business of this state, to move efficiently and effectively across this state. However, we will continue to let it be known and let these leaders of business and industry know that while we're willing to engage in fruitful conversation with them and work toward an ultimate goal together, that we will not under any circumstances allow for the perpetuation of the creation of or the existence of any type of NAFTA highway corridor program through this state that we love so much.
Now, in your work, we've honored Terry. We honor you. Was there any particular legislator who came on board and was significant in your work that we should give some credit to today?
Oh, there are numerous legislators that came up to the plate, but I think the one that stood out far beyond anyone else in this process was a state representative named Jim Dunham from Waco, Texas. He is the House Democratic leader in our state house, but he basically just brought this thing to a pinhead in a Transportation Commission meeting, just stood up and said, "Do you mean that I was called back here at the expense of my constituents to decide one thing, whether or not we were going to allow outside entities to privatize our infrastructure?" I mean, we held a press conference that morning on the south steps of the Capitol and had press here from all over the state covering that, and figured maybe we would be the lead news item that night and really get the people fired up. And by the end of the day, Jim Dunham was the lead news item because he brought this thing to a head and made it crystal clear the purpose of this governor and this administration, and I think did as much to kill this idea as anything else that was done, and I want to give him the credit for that because he certainly deserved it.
Well, I'm glad I thought to bring that up because that's what we need. We need leadership that understands the story and holds that press conference. I have mentioned to local leaders here, you have the power to have a press conference and set things straight. So I'm so happy. I couldn't be more delighted with your story, the accomplishment, a hello and credit to all of you who have supported this issue and had a victory. It reverberates all across the country. We are all in your debt. Thank you so much for being on Born on the 4th of July. We'll keep in touch, and you can give us an update in a few months. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
With recent